What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
This is the most bizarre story. The most bizarre story. It's the headline reads, Killing of Cape York Cattle in National Parks. And the term that is used several times in this article is shoot-to-kill cattle operations. Just bizarre. Anyway, Shane Knutt's across this. He said for years Parks and Wildlife had been performing shoot-to-kill operations, indiscriminately killing unbranded and branded cattle, often without any or little notice to surrounding landowners who own most of the cattle. It's bizarre, isn't it? It goes on to say, over the past 3 years, he said more than 5,000 cattle, which could be worth more than $6 million on today's market, have been shot on orders from the Department of Environment. I won't go on with the details because I've got Shane on the line here. He's the member for Hill. He's Shane Knutt. G'day, Shane.
Yeah, good morning, John.
This term, shoot-to-kill operations, just bizarre. I mean, people would have picked up on this and thought, that can't be for real. Give us the background of it.
It's unbelievable, and this has been going on for years now, and there are a lot of frustrated landowners. I've spoken to at least five of them, all confirming that they've had cattle branded and unbranded, you know, their cattle shot on national parks. And one of the... And I've also even had the members of the Cape York Land Council, Indigenous Land Council, contact me saying it's costing Indigenous people jobs. And probably what you mentioned there before, it is estimated up to 5,000 cattle have been shot in the last 3 or 4 years. And that's $6 million in today's money. But the thing about it, John, is that's a huge income that could be going back to the region if landowners have this access and appropriate access. And I mean that huge income where you've got Indigenous ringers benefit, cattle truck, you've got the contractors, you've got landowners that had their cattle returned for breed them, and you've also got the flow on of jobs right through to the meatworks. But we've put it to National Parks, and they're saying, okay, National Parks are making out that they're informing landowners, they're giving them time, but the reality is, and that's true, they are informing landowners, but it's either 1 week before they shoot the cattle, it's either in the wet when they can't get in, it's too difficult and dangerous, and remember, a lot of these national parks, some of them, when you look at Innisfail and Cairns, the size of Cairns, and Mareeba and Bath and Tablelands put together, some of them are huge, 700 square miles of country, and you know, and landowners are also, you know, are completely tied up with bureaucracy when they're applying for a permit. By the time they get their permit, next minute their cattle are shot.
Oh, no.
And so what's happening here is that the Parks and Wildlife really need to sit down with Indigenous groups. The department needs to communicate with landowners, which they're not. They need to streamline that permit process. There's that much red tape in applying for a permit, and no shooting in national parks. But I'm sort of more or less saying, and what the people are saying is, hey, let the Indigenous people go in and get those cattle. Let the landowners go in and get their cattle. It's a huge amount of money. It's fun. You know, the Indigenous breeders just love going in there and musting cattle, and let it be a return for the region rather than spending huge amount of taxpayers' money going in there and blasting indiscriminately shooting, you know, branded and unbranded cattle. And most of those cattle all come from somewhere, and that is from landowners in the past. They actually own those cattle. So give that region a go rather than using taxpayers' money to go in and shoot them from helicopters.
Is it helicopters only or on the ground, vehicles on the ground as well?
I'm not sure of the full details, but I've been advised that most of those are helicopter shot, and landowners have seen their own branded cattle, you know, shot dead. And there's some landowners that have been, many landowners are trying to get permits to go in, and it's very, very difficult. There's a lot of areas to cover, and you can't just say, okay, I've got 100, you know, cattle in there. The process to go through they have to go through, and getting that permit is very, very frustrating. And there's a lot of issues, such as, you know, you can't go in there without if the vehicle's unregistered. You have to have insurance. You have to have this. And these are things that the landowners are trying to, you know, put in place, but are totally ignored by the parks and wildlife. So they need to get in there and communicate. And but I would rather see, you know, these cattle collected. What is branded goes back to the landowners, and many of the contractors can make money out of this as well and send them straight to the meatworks. It's a win-win for everyone, John.
I presume we're talking about broad acres in many cases here. What's the fencing situation? Are there huge areas where the fences aren't available to keep them either in or out?
Many times during the wet season, you get fences that are knocked over, so yeah, cattle go through. But there's also many national parks that aren't fenced. Many national parks, you know, are bordered by a river system, you know, where the landowners have to go in. And sometimes you'll see properties that are purchased by the government and turned into national parks. And they have the previous cattle, landowners' cattle, that's still on that property that have been breeding for quite a number of years. But, John, you know, what landowners have said is that these chutes, all that it's doing is, you know, like a feedstock for, you know, wild dogs and feral pigs. You know, that's all that's really doing. And it's costing them dollars. And it's very, very frustrating. And, you know, I'm getting a lot of feedback from this now that I've raised it in Parliament, and there's action that needs to be taken here, and the government's really held accountable.
Yes,
and but basically, what we're seeing is a great income source, you know, just destroyed, you know, with a strike of a pen.
Very well done. Very well said, Shane. Thank you.
You're welcome, John.
Isn't that an interesting one? A lot of people hearing this will be absolutely shocked that that would happen. 5,000 cattle, 3 years, $6 million worth shot on the orders from the Environment Department. He's Shane Canute. He's the state member for Hill for Caddis Australian Party.